The Pittsburgh region is the only place in the nation where two sitting congressmen will face off in this fall's election. Democrat Connor Lamb and Republican Keith Rothfuss are competing in Pennsylvania's 17th congressional district. The district covers all of Beaver County and spans Allegheny County suburbs, including the North and South Hills. 90.5 WESA's Anli Herring reports.
Connor Lamb makes the rounds in a Sunny Park pavilion packed with supporters on a recent Sunday afternoon. It's a family-friendly meet-and-greet with a balloon artist and giant checkerboard for the kids. And for the Democratic congressman, it's a familiar scene. He's been campaigning for most of the last year. He launched a successful bid last fall to replace former Republican Congressman Tim Murphy. Lamb remembers that special election was a hard-fought battle in a deep red district.
But we knew that if we worked together, we got everyone on board, and we went everywhere into every single town and onto every single street, and didn't leave a single voter behind, that we stood a chance.
An aggressive ground game helped Lamb eke out a win in the special election. His moderate positions on issues like guns and abortion were also helpful. Now, thanks to a court-ordered redistricting, he faces Republican Keith Rothfuss, who's represented much of the district since 2013. Rothfuss, who gets high ratings from conservative groups, wants to repeal the Affordable Care Act.
People have seen their premiums skyrocket. They've seen their copay skyrocket. We've seen people lose their insurance plans. This is not the way it was sold to the American people.
Lamb agrees costs have gotten too high for some patients, but he says there are ways the government could reduce the burden without scrapping Obamacare altogether. He says Social Security also needs a boost. It's an important issue in a district that has a higher proportion of seniors compared to the rest of the state. Lamb supports a bill that would tax more of what high-income earners make to keep the program going. Rothfuss offered fewer specifics, but says a strong economy would bring more tax dollars to the program.
The number one solution for Social Security and Medicare is to continue to grow this economy, get more and more people back to work.
At a luncheon at the mostly vacant Pittsburgh Mills Mall, Rothfuss told a local chamber of commerce that the U.S. economy's the healthiest it's been in 20 years. Unemployment today is the lowest it's been since the 1960s.
That's as a consequence. It's as a consequence of the pro-growth policies that we've been enacting.
Rothfuss credits the Republican tax cuts that became law last year with stimulating the economy. Lamb opposed the cuts, saying they're largely a giveaway to the wealthy and big corporations and based on the false notion that trickle-down economics works. He notes the tax law is projected to add more than $1 trillion to the national deficit. But in September, Lamb was one of just three Democrats to vote for a bill that would make tax cuts permanent for individuals. Last year's law only locked in corporate rates. Lamb admits that bill, which isn't expected to get through the Senate, would add an estimated $3 trillion to the deficit over the next 20 years. But he says the individual cuts, not corporate breaks, are worth keeping.
It was a tough call, and I guess my thinking was that people really need these tax cuts right now, and we can try to fix the tax code longer term to deal with the debt, because that is a longer term problem.
Lamb's running in a district with a lot of moderates who favor some GOP initiatives. Democrat Jason Altmaier used to represent the district. He says it'll be a challenge to represent a moderate district in Washington, no matter who wins the seat in November. Altmaier expects his party to retake the House and sideline Republicans like Rothfuss, who rarely break ranks with the GOP. Though Altmaier says, nationally, Democrats are far more liberal than Lamb.
And that's going to make it very difficult for moderate Democrats to work within the Democratic caucus, because they're not going to be viewed in such a good light once the Democrats get over the euphoria of having retaken the House.
I mean, the reality of our system is that we have two major parties. Two major parties with two different agendas.
Republican Melissa Hart also used to represent the district. She says voters should get to know their candidates, but they should keep in mind that party priorities will determine what either candidate will accomplish in Washington. Anli Herring, 90.5 WESA News.